Kindergarten daf mesechtes avoid the zar daf chav gimel beginning on base gun tezmat the beginning magosh ma'amina the para kach mizvech. Oh, obviously that para is kach mizvech, and that's why it would be puzzle with Revia. So it's tema laharivam. It's a wonder to the Rivam, and not only the kach mizvech. Where do you get this idea that it's kach mizvech? At the time, the reason mishum Revia because of sodomy. Maybe the paraduma is kach bedigabayis, only from the temple treasury sanctity. But time mishum oil, and the reason why of the sodomy that we're disqualifying is not because of the sodomy per se, but actually because when it's being sodomized, it's carrying a yoke. Because now we learn the mishum says the para, olala zachar pesula. If a male animal mounts it, it disqualifies it simply because it's carrying a yoke. The Hashem says no, the revias adam. When a man sodomizes, which is what we're concerned for the non-Jew, she becomes his kufa, which he stands erect. It's not like carrying a load like an animal, which is on all fours. And therefore, there we're concerned for a yoke in contrast to a person, therefore it must be because of Revia. But more from the Ketani Allah, from the fact we learn that the Bechena Releza, Poisel, Chol Kabanas, that Releza also disqualified not only Paraduma, but all Kabanas, Amalavtem Shem Oil, because oil only applies to Paraduma. And if you're saying that the same disqualification for all the Kabanas, it must be because of that it was sodomized, which is the psula of Revia, which applies by all carbonas. Notice Tesma to begin the Mahal Matha, but that's the case. Okay, so Tesma to Daifan. That it should be disqualified also when it's born Caesarean, because carbonas are disqualified with that halacha. So it says, from Riyah to Mashma, according to a quick reading, it sounds like the Koya Hodesh Shani. Sounds like it's going with the Gemara had answered. Shani part of the Chatzah Karechmana, the part of Doom is different because the Torah calls it a Chatzah. That's what the Gemara is saying. If you would have said, Tam Psol Rabia, that the reason why it's disqualified when the Sodom is Mishon the Kachim is Be'achi because it's Kachim is Be'ach. So maybe you could say the Polygam Shimon. Rabbi Shimon disagrees on that. Vamani says, Kachim Bedeka Bayis. No, it's not a carbon. It's Kachim Bedeka Bayis. Hilkach Lemifsol is it, but does not become disqualified. Loy Rabia, not with Sodom. It will be Yitzadayf, and not by being born Caesarean because it's not a carbon. But now that you're saying time of the Revia, the reason why it's disqualified for Revia Mishum the Chatas Karech Mana because the Torah is calling it Chatas, so they possibly is a dife, and then it should be disqualified with being born Caesarean. The Mistamali Polag Ach Drasha, presumably he's not disagreeing with this Drasha. Alamatanya, Bechulis, why do we learn, etc.? Other comment till the Gemara says, you're right, Elashani Para. No, you're right. The reason why Para is different, not because it's Chatas, not because it's Kachi, Mizbeach, it's Hail Mum Possible. Since a mum disqualifies it, and there it says mashchasim, which includes arayis like being sodomized. Now, figures to zoom mashma, according to this text, it sounds like the hashta hadabe mitayim of the chazik arachmana that the Gemara is retracting from that pshat because the Torah calls a part of the machatas. Eloilam rather, that kachay betik abayis is considered as kachay betik abayis, lirib shimin, and the review with the pasla, and the reason why it's disqualified with sodomy, keeping the mum poisalba, since blemish is disqualified, and that includes also arayis. Albeit it's a daifin, but a Caesarean, like Mifsa, would not disqualify. Now, Rabbanon, the possibility it's a daifin, comes out. Rabbanon who disqualified with Caesarean, Mishum Desar, because they hold the Kachem Mizbechi, because it is Kachem Mizbech, and like every carbon is disqualified with the Yetzir daifin. So it's a question, it's difficult, because the B'Sayim Perikam, the Shavuos, Shavuos of Yeravam Bey is Halach Braisa, the Parah, and this Braisa, a Parah, Mishan, the Gemara answers, oh, Shani Parah, Parah is different than Kachem Bedeka Bayesi, because it's Kachem Bedeka Bayes. So wait a second. I thought you said the Rabbanah hold Kapara is Kachay Mizbech. So B'doichik, it's pushing it to Nukala Kar B'Shimon, that we're going to say that, oh, that's specifically going according to B'Shimon. But more of the Sugi Tamuda, we have the Gemara Perikam Nizvacham Nebidam Beis, we have a Perikam Mizbech Mekadish, I should say Chatzis Oif, and of some Chesma Beis, or Perikam of the Menachas of Avam Beis, or Perikim of the Bechaz of Chafayim at Aleph, but Yuma Perik Tarif Bakalfit of Membezim at Aleph, with more Perik. Hamizbeach, or the Gish should say Ilukachim on the Chofim Alav, Mashmet sounds like the Parah Kachay Bedigabayis, and that it's Bedigabayis, another Raya. And the Ein Svar Lahani Kol Ani Kribshim and Like Rabban. It's not logical to say that all these sources are all like Kribshim and not like Rabban. Who you tell me hold that it's Kachay Mizbeach? But Kach, another difficulty is the Perikam Dechol Nav Yerav Menav Muchach Tamuda. It's the Gemara proves. The tarif is placed on parah. That if it has a moral defect, it's disqualified by parah. Mishum the chatzis karechmana because the Torah calls a chatzis. But I thought you fell off of that answer. For kachne lefaris, it says it appears to explain el miata. What the Gemara is saying is like this: that if that's the case, he possibly beyetz a daifin that is disqualified Caesarean. That is v'lav ashenur the chatzis karechmana koy. It's not going what the Gemara just answered. It says, oh, I mean, on regarding the answer of the Torah calls it a chatzis. El miata sikna. Just it's going on the conclusion. it's not falling off of anything. It's going on the mifsle via. You told me that you disqualify when it's sodomized. Yeah, you have different reasons. So, because it's considered a kakakorban, because the Torah calls a chatas. But either way, if that's the case, it's possible it's a daif, and they should be disqualified by being born cesarean, which has, which chatas and kachem mizbech have that disqualification. Because the ain lamed don't say the pogrim shalom rabbi yisab rabbalaz rabbanon. They disagrees with everyone below him to say sheyach shabrevia that he would qualify it if it was sodomized. Salamatan mechulu, and that is v'legasin ella. So you don't have the gear so with ella. He's not falling off anything. Ubisvaram lahayu kasev ella, and the truth is in the text it didn't say ella. But kuntra zegia, but kasev Rashi edits and he writes hachagasin ella shani par mechulu, like as if as we understood up until now, and hachi perusha. That la'olam, the truth is, so not like Rashi, there's no ella. Rather, la'olam kachet b'dik abayisi l'kulam. The truth is, yes, as we proved, everyone holds, even Rabbanon, that the part of them is considered kachet b'dik abayis. But time of the mipsul of Revia, the reason why we disqualified for sodomy l'rib shimin is ha'olam mum paisalba, because since disqualified with a mum, says mashchas, which includes arayis. But Rabban tamay, the reason they're Rabbanon, m'shem nechatzis k'rachmana, is because the Torah calls a chatzis. Now makes sense. The Choshita is a Talmud. Asi Namal Rabban. It comes out that all those Gemaras that we brought are also like Rabban because they agree that it's Kachet B'dik Abayis. Maskan the Perikam of the Chulin Namik Rabban Asi, and therefore the conclusion of the Gemara Chulin also, like we mentioned, of Tarvitz Paisal Bapar because Chatz Perikman, yeah, is like Rabban too, which we just said they go because of that reason of Chatz. We don't fall off of that. Now B'Yeshvaram Shakas Ben. Now a certain text that it's written by them. Acher after Umoydir B'Shimel and Nikodshim. That Reb Shimon agrees regarding kachim, elamai kachim is beach, saif, to possibly it's a daifin. Hi mai, well what? Iyam b'shlemi kachim is beachi. If the kachim is beach, the plague Reb Shimon rabban. Eliyam kachim b'dik abayisi, mi mifsla b'revia would be disqualified with revia. Lo ilamem chana, no, truth I'll tell you, kachim b'dik abayisi. In Revia, regarding Sodom, if Reb Shimon Maidi, the apostle Reb Shimon would agree that it's disqualified. It's just taste of high gears of mashmak preparation. Perhaps it sounds like actually the first interpretation that he had said, like the first pshat that he had mentioned, and not like this new pshat that he had said. So the Gemara was saying that, yeah, Reb Shimon holds that it's kachet b'dik abayis, and not like the Rabban. The next says, "Matav b'dik Gemara, bikshu mimena ban la'efer." They wanted from Dama ben Nesina stones for the efer. Says Taisus, "Hi Dama ben Nesina, this individual, this character, kachenu obviously b'bayis sheni hay, must have been in the times of the second Beis Hamikdash." Because when they come from the fact that he said that it says in the Gemara Shana Charis Nodle Paraduma Be'edroi that the next year he had a red heifer that was born in his flock, Dalkaimalon. Which wait a second, we know the Gemara tells us in the Mishnah Mesachta Parah that by Yisrishin in times of the first basic there's like Nisav Hashem Parah they never burnt the Paraduma. Can you stop a Kabbalist Shasa Ma'isha call you made by Yisrishin Vad Ezra Shasa Shnia? They always had enough from the one that Moshe Beinu throughout the first Beis Hamikdash till the time of the second Beis Hamikdash, Ezra made the second one, and so obviously they're not looking for a paraduma in the first Beis Hamikdash. Now, keeping the Hayyavid by Yesheni. Now, since there was an Eifid in the second Beis Hamikdash, because he's saying the next year they were trying to get the stones of the Eifid from him, some kind of fantastic case must be Shamir Nama Hayyaboy. Must be that the Shamir worm was also then. Because so that sounds like more Gidnav Samachesim and Av, the Eifer Tzarech Shamir, that the Eifer, those stones need the Shamir to carve out the letters. Because the Gemara says with the Iker Shamir, the Icy Mesh Labne Eifer, Labne Eifer, that the Shamir is what Mesh brought to make the stones of the Eifer. And my father, Nechem Domalai, he says, Loi Boyer Shamir Labne Mikdash, that you don't need the Shamir for the stones of the Mikdash, preparing Egli Group and the Seitam Machesim and Beis. That the stones to build the mizbeach, they would chisel it outside, and it's not a problem chiseling because it's only a problem in the Beis Hamikdash itself, and that's when they needed shamir and they would bring it inside. But that's for the stones of the Beis Hamikdash. But for the Avni Eifer, they agree that you need the shamir. Has to be in its filling. and that is Kaisabalim Bidyoi, they would write on the stones with ink, Umar Lahem Shamir, and they would point the Shamir to that direction. And of course Malem, and it would crack on its own, Kitainazu, like this fig, Shinifkais Baham, that just burst in the sun, but in the Khsaiklum it's not missing anything. So therefore it must have been that the Shamir was there. Now, don't ask, wait a second, I the parak basa the saita, and the Gemara saita, the Mishnah teaches Mishamesu and the Bim Harishainim, when the earlier prophets died, but the Urmatumim, they stopped having the Urmatumim. And Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, but the Shamir stopped being. The Mashmah sounds like Mishachar Beis HaMikdash, it sounds like when the Beis HaMikdash was destroyed, Hanan Bayis Rishon. Sounds like that was by the first Beis HaMikdash, because B'Ton Basrei, and the fact that it says after that in the Mishnah, but Pumis Aspasionis, Peshal Titus, that the wards of Aspasionis and the Titus show you Koyim Chum Bayis Rishon, which was before the destruction of the second Beis HaMikdash. So Amal Lohav HaShamir Bayis Rishon. Obviously the Shamir which was stopped beforehand was not during the times of Beis HaMikdash. But then how they have the Avnei Eifed if you needed Shamir to carve out the words? So it's just halas. It's not true. The Ba'ad Ahum Shachar Beis Hamikdash Bat La Shamir, that when they didn't have the Shamir anymore, but by Sheni Ma'ir, he's talking about by the second Beis Hamikdash. Diba by Sirishin, because it was by would have been by the first Beis Hamikdash. Avin Bavus Ninu, they should have taught the teachings together. Should have said Meshachar Beis Hamikdash Bat Ur Metumim Bishamir. The Habe Gemara Bebraisa, the Gemara brings that Ur Metumim is Meshachar Beis Sirishin Tonilei. And it wasn't there at the second Beis HaMikdash. The Gemara tells us in Yumin of Chavav and Beis is one of the things that was not there at the time of the second Beis HaMikdash. So obviously the fact that it was not taught together, obviously, no, one's by the first Beis and Shamir stopped being after the second Beis HaMikdash. But since it's Beis HaMikdash, it's a wonder because Kibin Abba Shamir Beis HaSheni. Okay, every time the Shamir was in the second Beis HaMikdash, I'm kidding, that's a common paragraph of Shmuel. Later on the Beis HaMikdash, Gabbat Abba Mizbeach, Shashik Tzumach Yavan, in times of the second Beis HaMikdash, when the Greeks went and destroyed the stones of Mizbeach, the Baruch, the Gemara asked, Hey Chanavitz, what should we do? Nitzvarinu, if we're going to break Abon Mishleimus, Amrachmana, the Torah says it has to be whole stones to build the Mizbeach. Nechtachino, if we're going to cut it, Pidush, in other words, Bebarzel, with iron, Shleili Yasham Pegima, there shouldn't be any dents, like ton of Lim Barzel, Amrachmana, the Torah says you can't have lift iron on the rocks. So it says, my Kush, what's the difficulty? Why didn't they do it through the Shamir? Hashem says, you can say it's al deshamir in an asach chalak. Through the shamir, it doesn't become smooth. Kim mevakeh kitein, it just burst open like a fig. Shleitech sar klum, that for the stones, that we couldn't have it missing anything. Avleino isa isin shleimus, but it's not like whole shleitech tachke behen siparin, that you won't nick a fingernail. Or begim bechikir siparin, and if you nick with the touch of a fingernail, pasul mezeh, that actually is disqualified by the altar. Kad isa perikam the klum, you're chasm nalf, and therefore the shamir was not an option, and therefore the Gemara did not try to answer with that.